KP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Ben Carson is a former GOP presidential candidate. The retired neurosurgeon officially suspended his campaign this afternoon. He did so during a speech to CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee, meeting at National Harbor, Maryland, outside Washington. Carson joked about his popularity not translating into votes in primaries and caucuses.
You know, there's a lot of people who love me. They just won't vote for me, but it's okay. It's not a problem.
But Carson says he will continue to work in the political arena.
I'll be involved in a lot of different things, including My Faith Votes, which is an organization that is going to try to help the faith community to recognize how important their vote is.
Los Angeles police are investigating a knife a construction worker claims he found on O.J. Simpson's property in Los Angeles in 1998 and handed over to a police officer.
Years ago, Simpson's former home was demolished. A construction worker claims he found the knife and handed it over to a now retired motorcycle officer. Police Captain Andrew Nyman says evidence might be found.
Depending on where an item is kept and how it's stored and maintained, that it's possible to get DNA.
Nyman says there are two possibilities. This could be the knife that killed Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman.
Or if this whole story is possibly bogus from the get-go.
Other knives have surfaced during the Simpson case, but were not linked to the crimes. I'm Ed Donahue.
A winter heat wave is hitting Phoenix, Arizona, and forecasters say it's likely to get hotter. The temperature today reached 88 degrees, tying the record. The high yesterday was 91, tying a record set back in 1921. This is AP Radio News. Country singer Joey Feek of Joey and Rory died today at her home in Alexandria, Indiana, of cancer. She was 40.
When I'm gone.
Joey Feek joined forces with her songwriter husband Rory in 2008 and auditioned for CMT's Can You Duet Show. They came in third. Joey and Rory were named the top new vocal duo 2 years later at the Academy of Country Music Awards. They called their brand of country New Classic, which included Western stories and bluegrass. Feek said in a 2010 interview she felt blessed for so many things.
I'm thankful for Rory. I'm thankful for us. I'm thankful for so many things. I mean, there's really no way to pinpoint just one thing.
I'm Archie Zarr. Arletta.
Bud Collins, the voice of American tennis in print and on television for decades, died today at his home in Brookline, Massachusetts. Collins died of Parkinson's disease and dementia. He was 86. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.